Om Shanti, and good morning, and a warm welcome to those who are here and to those who are abroad and online, and of course, very special welcome to our very special guests. I'll introduce each brother. They are from Gyan Sarovar. And we really have the opportunity to meet them. They remain very much incognito, but these are extraordinary souls who have so much that they can share with us. So I shall introduce first. On my left is Tulsi Bhai, and he has been 46 years in the knowledge, 44 years surrendered, and his seva has been connected with audiovisual. He initially started in the sound department, and he is extremely experienced, and thanks to him we have the good sound in Om Shanti Bhavan and Diamond Hall and so on. So even though he's pretty much incognito, we have so much benefit from the efforts that he's put into the yagya. And then we have Jitu Bhai, and he surrendered at the age of 18. And he's now the head of the Prasad department. His speciality is actually counseling. And he's educated in this field and has spent, he's been honored many times for his counseling expertise, and he also coordinated so many huge programs, the 800 kilometers, the Padyatra, the youth bus campaign, and you know, really been able to give the knowledge to Bharat. And Abhiram Bhai has been in Gyan since childhood. He joined Gyan Sarovar in 1994, and he spent 16 years in the gardening department, 7 years in London. He's been in Peace Village 5 times for a few months, and he's now spent the last 10 years doing seva in the Spark department. So very special welcome to you, brothers. It's such an honor to have you here with us. We feel very privileged to have you here. And so what we're looking at today is how love makes us greater than what we were. And I mean, we all came into Gyan coming out of a very Tamil Pradhan world, and we see the world getting progressively worse. It's very, very physical. We see fake shows of affection where the heart and the expression doesn't match. We see that there is love and passion for one side and hate for another. And now, in the complete opposite direction, we're attracted and love, the eternal, the imperishable, the indestructible, and the immortal, everything that is unseen. So this is a very unique and unique love, and sometimes so subtle that perhaps we don't even recognize it that well. There's a quote by Charlie Chaplin. It said, "You need power only when you want to do something harmful. Otherwise, love is enough to get everything done." And I'm thinking of, you know, the future of power, where the focus was on hard power, which we see now with all the wars taking place, and the soft power, which we're developing. And I'm remembering I'm going to share an experience of mine, very simple experience. It was with Bridge Mohan Bhai. And I'm a mother, and I had a son who had learning problems. And I was with Bridge Mohan Bhai, and I said to him, "What should I do?" He said, "Give him love." And that really struck me, and that was actually what I did. Yes, of course, you know, there was some help as well, but essentially it was giving love. And this soul is very successful. So, in fact, it was a very good example of how love made a soul greater than what he was. So, you have a lot of experience with Baba, with the Divine Family, with the drama, and with yourself and karma. So, could each of you share an experience that you have had, either with Baba, with the family, with the drama, with yourself, where you've experienced that love has made you greater than what you were? Would you like to start, Tulsi Bhai?
Om Shanti. If I follow Sudesh Didi, I'll say Om Love. She often adds with Om Shanti, she adds in the topics, Om Love, Om Happiness, like that. So today's topic is love. So I will say Om Love. We all are from Iron Age world, you know. So as you know, the Iron Age world, we were thirsty of the love. And there is a song in Hindi, and the sentence, it means that the heart was broken in many pieces. Some pieces fallen here and some fall there. So that was our law in the Laukik world. We say, one day we say to someone, "I love you more than God." And next day we hate some same people, saying that I'm going to put court case against you. So that was the law in the Iron Age world. It was with everyone, but we are lucky we became Baba's children. As soon as we become Baba's children, as it was yesterday, smoothly, the peace is your own virtues, original virtue. So it's no need, you just look in yourself, and then you feel the peace. So same with the love. As soon as we got the first lesson of the soul, we realized that love is within us. We need not look someone else. And then we really felt it. But because we have lost love, so and next day we got Baba's introduction, that the ocean of love, and we got connected. So we started filling ourselves with from Bab Dada, not the first people around us. That was the journey we started. And I can say in my beginning of knowledge or childhood of knowledge, the tear used to come from eyes of love when we sit in meditation. So that was like, you know, it was filling me with the love from Bab Dada, that is the spiritual law. And slowly we become near dear to the Brahmin family as a new Baba's child. And they love us more than anyone else because they want to sustain us, to bring to help us to grow in Brahmin life. So that was the Brahmin life, Brahmin family we received. And slowly because we were becoming contented in knowledge and love, we started giving love to others. And I dedicated my life, or you all dedicated in one or other way to Bab Dada, or for to help him to create new golden age world. And for that, we have to share love with others. When you share love, then they become close to you, and then you can give them knowledge. So many Brahmins in childhood, they used to come to center with their parents, and they've been loved, and slowly, slowly, they started understanding knowledge. But then, slowly, slowly, when it becomes common for us, and when we surrender ourselves, we do get the training from dadis or seniors that you have to take care, you know. And sometime in Muli it comes that you have to take care because the Maya comes behind you even when you become Brahmins.
Can I ask you what made you surrender?
And actually, you know, the first step, Brahma Baba was surrendered because Shri Baba entered in his body. He surrendered himself totally, and then it was time of dadis. They surrendered because they were needed to create a yajna. So no matter what they were, but they were given vision, and then they were needed in for yajna, and somehow Baba's magic happened that they became surrendered. And they, later on, there were like Jagdish Bhai or Birchman Bhai or some other seniors, maybe they are not in picture, but they surrendered because they had the ability to give knowledge, you know, to explain the knowledge in worldly way. So they became surrendered and they were welcomed in that form. But for us, but because we were needed, in fact, we were needed in Yajna Seva, so we were loved in that way also, so we started surrender ourselves. So to me, when Om Shanti Bhavan construction started, and Didi, Dadi, they were looking for some boys like me to help. So I've been given chance to surrender myself in that way. But I was an electrician before becoming an yajna, so I was given a chance to serve in the sound department.
And when you surrendered, what vision did you have?
Actually, the first reason was to do seva in a department. But then the inner vision was to become an angel. So I will say little by little, maybe a little every day I'm moving forward towards that.
Thank you, Jonsi Bhai. And Jitu Bhai, you have many experiences you can share with us.
Yes, we are all here on the basis of love only. Sorry. And especially me, the soul, is in even in knowledge and in Madhuban on base on only love. Because when I was 3 years old, my parents came in knowledge of Baba. So I got too much sustenance and love from dadis, didis, from childhood. So lot of memories, and that attracted me towards Baba, actually. Because godly love is such a love that it makes you independent. And it influenced my life, because at the time of education, usually I had one thought was going, which is such a career, in career, identity of person depends on actually human being, not on the education or a degree. I am searching for that one. And in Madhuban, I observe ki each and every Madhuban Nivasi is identified by his values and virtues, his ability, his seva. So I am influenced to surrender my life in Madhuban. And in Madhuban, I got a lot of sustenance, love from Dadis. I would like to share one of my experience with Dadiji, Dadi Prakash Maniji. Do you know complex? Complex Toli. Once I was preparing complex. Complex is such a snacks. While preparing, it needs very high flames and nearly boiling oil. Once I was making that complex, lot of because they at the time of Shantivan, we used to send tolis from Pandav Bhavan to Shantivan also. So once I was making that complex, and suddenly while making, I lose my control and drop down that stain in boiling oil. After the stain is dropping in pan, all oil spread out of pan and splitted on my both hands and both legs. Some brothers went with me in dispensary. But at that time, there is a very beautiful experience. I was feeling like I am a king, because I am standing there in dispensary and some brother is giving ice to this hand, some by this hand, some on my legs. So not a burning pain, but a lot of just feeling of love and feeling of just like king. Okay, then it's over, because lot of burning on my hands and legs. After 2 days, I was just crossing from courtyard, and Dadi Prakash Maniji and Ishudadi was sitting there. Dadiji called me, "Hey, come here." I went to Dadiji. Dadiji asked me, "I heard about your accident, so show me your hand." I just casually, show my hand to Dadiji. Nothing much, Dadi, just little bit of burning. But Dadiji was very firm, and she hold my hand and took me in Dadi Ishudadi's office. And literally, Dadiji told me to put out my shirt. And after seeing my hands, she literally gave ointment on my wounds. And at that time, some tears were in my eyes. I thought that time, ki how is this possible? Because it is not duty of Dadi to take care or take ointment on each and every person. But how is she selflessly caring and nurturing each and every Madhuban Nivasi? Although I was very young at that time, very new to Madhuban, but she personally gave attention to me. And that love, I think in physical mother will also are not able to give that much love at same incident. And that love, this is not only my experience. Every Madhuban Nivasi has an experience with Dadiji's. So much nurturing and caring with Dadi. And this love attracts to us to give our 100% and 200% in seva, for yajna, for Baba. And very speciality of this love is not connected with attachment. This love creates ourself independent, ourself stable, ourself powerful to do seva more and more. So this is very nice experience in Madhuban, and this type of experience every day happens in Madhuban, and Baba also gives lot of love, lot of sustenance in Madhuban. Thank you.
So that was really an amazing experience, that you could at that point in time feel greater than just someone who had been burnt. You felt like a king.
Yes, yes.
So, you shared your vision, and now this is attitude. At that point, you had a completely different attitude. So we know that it's attitude that creates a vibration. So now, what is your attitude towards the yagya, towards others? What attitude have you developed? Are you still a king?
Yes, 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 yes. We learned from the Adiji to give love to everyone, and now my efforts is going on. What I got from seniors, what I got from the Baba and the Adis, I have to give new souls and each and every soul who are coming in contact with me. Because my department is some like public contact departments, making tolis, everyone can contact with tolis, and then the sevadharis who are coming in Madhuban, a lot of new souls are coming in contact. With youth being, there are very new kumaris, new souls are in contact, and they need sustenance and love, pure love. So I am trying to give such love that they will connect to only Baba, not any person, not me, not any physical person, not any physical stages, but only connect to Baba. And that is my duty. I think so.
Yeah, so as you say, through the toli as well, that vibration of love. And I can remember Atam Prakash Bhai once saying that, you know, because he was an engineer, and he had ended up in the toli department, and he had thought to himself, you know, surely I could be doing something more than this. And then he realized, actually, through this toli, I'm serving the world. So this attitude of really being able to change that physical love into a subtle love that others can connect to Baba is, yeah, very unique and special, and something that we can all aspire to. Abhiram Bhai, what can you share with us?
Om Shanti. I think the soul has 7 innate qualities. So in that, one is love. No matter where we are, who we are, in worldly also, we all searching for love or try to experience the true love. But when I came to this Gyan Sarovar here, maybe I am in knowledge from childhood, but little bit out of track. So my mother and my parents forced me to come here to do service for 10-15 days at least. So I came. When I came into this land, I stepped in this land first time. So I fell in love with this land. I experienced this is my home. So that made me stay here. And of course, after becoming surrender, and then the fight with Baba to take sustenance from him, or expressing my authority on him, like doing simple things, like how children have an authority on their mother and father, and they ask them to do so many things for them. So like that, I ask so many times, Baba, if you have love, do this for me. So like that, there is so many experiences, like we are when we meeting Bab Dada. I said, if you are really know me, just stick on me. Your vision should stick on me. So that time I literally felt he is seeing me physically. Maybe I am sitting in Om Shanti Bhavan or in Diamond Hall. And sometimes 1 year Baba used to walk in Diamond Hall. So that time also I, like small child, if you know me, you can come and stand in front of me. So it's like crossing V shape, like, so literally Baba just standing in front of me and looking at me, like he knows me in that vision. When maybe fraction of second we feel that we are deep into ocean of love or something like that. Maybe we are all have that experiences. May in world they say, in first sight, I will fall in love. So, in some other ways, when we see so many people have that experience, when they came into knowledge, they first see Baba's photo, they fell in love. They first see the toli, the way of giving toli, they fell in love. When they enter in center, they see red light. In meditation, they are sitting, they fell in love. So, we are all here because of that first experience, being loved, or experiencing that love. So, just like Jitubhai said, all Madhuban Nivasis, we have so many stories with Dadis, Dadi Gulzar, Dadi Janki, like that. At one point, when Jayantibai took me to meet Dadi Gulzar, we are taking him to London, like that day, just like Dadi Gulzar sitting in that sofa, I am sitting there and Jayantibai is here. And when she looked, that look, that vision, like I felt Bab Dada is there. So many times, maybe she is normally sitting. At some point we have chit-chat, we serve food, we ask Dadi something, you liked it or not. It is okay. How you feeling? So many things we chit-chat with while serving food. At some points, when she looked us or give drishti to us, always we felt that Bab Dada is. For a fraction of second, we felt that. So that fraction of second, love or drishti or experience filled our life with how much we want in our life. Like Baba is ocean, but when the ocean comes and wipes out everything, the waves or tsunami or the floods, like that, Baba's love comes and wipes over all distress or tensions or tiredness or any doubts or any hatred or anger or quarreling with some other brothers, or we have clash of sanskars, everything will wipe out. The every day, the murli and evening yoga, it wipes everything, yesterday's whatever we have. So that is the love, ocean of love, like his waves touching the rocks and melting it and giving good shape. So maybe his instructions or Srimad or teachings or even Dadi gives sometimes punishment also, what we do in those days, if we get anger, Dadi said, 8 hours you don't do seva, sit in Baba's room. So that is our punishment. So that is also like how they have love, like making us pure or filling the qualities, making us realization, everything. So it's not only giving drishti or talking with love and sustaining us, but the teachings, that punishment, that deepness, also there's love towards us. So they have that much love, that why they are sustaining, they are making us in right, they are putting us in right path.
So it said that Baba gives love through giving us Srimat. So in the same way, the Dadis, through giving new directions and help, also showed their love. And I think that I was going to, because it was vision, attitude and actions, but I think you also shared that one of your actions is that your attention to the Muli and Numashom Yog in the evening is one of the actions that you keep in order to clear your chart and keep yourself on track. Is there anything else that you apply that keeps you on track?
That is always give their life experience to solve our problems. When we surrender, we used to live in Rajrishi Bhavan on floor, like 20 people in one room, 5 or 6 years, then 10 people in one room. So different sanskars, different culture, different states. So sometimes someone need light and some other one no need light, and someone needs fans, someone don't, someone want to open the window, someone don't want. So in those days we have a family meetings with Dadi. So like this, we have, Dadi used to ask always, you want to say anything? You want to share anything? You have anything to say? Like that. So at some point we share our thing. Dadi, these are all things happening in our room. How can we solve it? Or whoever wants light, you can put them all in one room so they can have light. And whoever they want fans, so one room. So Dadi gave an example, like Dadi and Mohini Ben used to live in one room those days in Pandavan. See, Dadi always says, you are all boys, my boys, come here, sit there. She shows the authority on, like, you are mine, you belongs to me, like. So she giving example, look, Mohini Ben want fan, I don't want fan. So we are in one room. If she put on fan, I put on blanket. So easy, no need to change of rooms. So if anybody want light, they can have a reading lamp. So no need, of course, changing the room. So we need to match our sanskars. So when Dadi is saying, when Mohini Ben put on fan, she used to have blanket, then there is no questioning ourselves why we are differentiating or why we are talking about they are different, they are men. And Dadi used to say, if your brother or mother want fan, what do? You leave them. So like that, examples really melt our hearts. So one person asked, they taken all the parking for cars, mine is new car, so I don't have parking place or shadow or shed, something. So after a second, Dadi said, look, Dadi's car always outside in Pandavan, then everyone become quiet. So they try to make their lives in front of us as an example. They lived like that. So through that example, it clears all our negative or ordinary way of thinking, or creating chaos, or making problems, or, and we are very easy to match our sanskars those days. Of course, even now also. So like that, and even she share, every year we have bhattis for Nivasis, 3 days. So sometimes we used to go to Pandavan. Most of the time we love to go to Pandavan and stay there and do bhattis. In one of the bhatti we asked, Dadi, when you walk in any gathering, how it become different, how it become quiet, how everybody will become a feel different vibrations, what do you do? So at that time Dadi used to have picnic plate also in bhattis. So she sits in middle on the muda, the footrest, and we are all surrounding her and we are all having picnic plate and chit chat with Dadi also. And that time Dadi said, look, I don't do anything. Now we are all eating picnic plate, so look what I do. She just kept a spoon in her plate and become quiet. And within a couple of seconds, the full hall become quiet. Everybody is eating and chatting and talking, and but within a couple of seconds, whole hall will become quiet. And everybody whispering, what happened? What is that they said? Why everybody quiet? What happened? Like that. So Dadi said, see, that's it. If internally I become quiet, then everybody feel the same experience. So if Baba says, give peace, means it is not giving peace, but being a peace myself, then I automatically spread. So don't give importance to giving, but important thing is being. So then it automatically goes, no need to give, like that.
Okay, thank you for that. And actually this is something that Tulsi Bhai was sharing with me yesterday, because when I had initially looked at love, I thought this is giving and receiving. But in actual fact, it's becoming. And then being able to receive the love as well. So can you share a little bit about that, Tulsi Bhai?
Yeah, as Abhiram Bhai said about the peace, and so too with love. And when you are really contented, you need not to really give it. It is automatically, because it is love is the energy. It is spread, it goes. Like, you know, when sunshine is there and we put wet clothes, automatically it's dry, because you need not to say that the sun is going to dry it, but it is automatically. So too with the love, when I'm really full of love, and to whoever I come in connection, wherever I go, automatically love is shared. So love is not being, love, we don't really give love, but it's been given by us somehow. When you come in contact, when you give drishti, or when you talk, when you, even when you settle someone's points or conflict, it goes automatically, because you love them automatically. And when you say, I'm son of God, God is ocean of love, so to you, because being his son, automatically you have same virtues in yourself. So it goes automatically. So remain in self-respect or remain in the conscious that you are godly servant, you are on godly service, it goes automatically, I think.
And due to Bhaiyar in the Toli department, I'm sure sometimes that there's energy and activity and maybe even some sound. Have you had this practice where you become silent and everyone else becomes silent and all the loving vibrations enter into that Toli?
Yes, exactly. Actually, we feel silence or internal silence only if we have pure love. Because nowadays, you are observing, there are a lot of gestures of love, just like handshake, just like hugging each other. They call it love, but it is not actually love. Yes, so some days ago, I saw news of American foreign minister and Chinese foreign minister. They meet each other and then come to the place. They shake hands and then go in our their respective places. And after going there, they are saying opposite to each other. So it is not love to handshake, but it is love of heart actually, by heart. There are two major drawbacks of just gesturing of love. After we are physical contact or just expressing our love, there is very large possibility to get attached with that person. And attachment steers towards sorrows. And another thing, we are just gesturing, then it is only for protocol. It is not entered in our hearts. And that's only we learned here with Baba, because Baba is giving unlimited love to every soul. I would like to share my one experience with Baba. It's a very beautiful experience, just like Abhiram Bhai said. Because I used to have a thought that it is not possible to satisfy each and every person. Not with tolis, not our behavior, not by our behavior. It is not possible to satisfy each and every person. So a lot of thinking was going in my mind. And there is one Baba's meeting, Avyakta Babdara's meeting in Shantivan. At that time, our team has a responsibility to maintain sitting arrangement in Diamond Hall. And you know everyone wants to be in front row. So a lot of their discussions within some souls. One day, the day of Shivratri, there is a lot of conversation with some souls, and I have very panic in my mind. How does I satisfy each soul, and how everyone would love me, because we are in one family. We are a family bonding with love, then it must be sharing of love, spreading of fragrance of love to each and every soul. So how is it possible? Just the thought was going on. And after Murli, we had Seva on stage to making queue in front of Baba's, to take drishti. After the queue, suddenly the sister asked us to go and take drishti of Baba. I went in front of Baba and just at that moment, I feel that I lost every full world. Only Baba and me was there. Baba was giving so drishti with so much love to me. And suddenly, Baba took a piece of toli and put in my mouth. and very lovingly said one blessing line. You are getting hearty love because you are doing seva with your heart. Dil se seva karte ho, isliye sabke dil ka pyar milta hai. So Baba said this blessing to me, and that time I feel what is love. Because we have always a tendency to capture certificates from each and every souls. And of course, after Baba's certificate, there is no need of any certificates. And if I am in love with my seva, I am with love with Baba, then every soul must connect with that love. And that experience steered me nowadays also, after 15 or 16 years. That sentence, Baba's blessings, guide me in every step. Because just like Abhiram Bhai said, in very big gathering here with Surrender Brothers and many parties, many new souls were here each day. So lot of things happening regularly. But with that blessing, because I am with I have to do seva only with love and by heart, then I will get a hearty love from everyone with Baba.
So, I think that we've been sharing some really valuable points which so many can take an example from and very practically put into their lives. And Abhiram Bhai, you were sharing that, you know, Dadi, through just becoming silent, brought silence to others. And actually, I remember an experience with Dadi Janki, and we had meant to be going out on a picnic, and suddenly everything changed, and instead we had a fruit picnic in the meditation hall. And the experience of this was something extraordinary, because everyone went into deep silence. And we had just a few fruits, and yet that completely satisfied us. To go on from that, you know, bringing that silence and that feeling into that enclosed space, into that environment, we know we actually have to take it further than that, because now the focus is really on Mantra Seva and the angelic stage. We've had various phases in our Brahman life, and now it's apparent that we have to take up that role of being Avyat, of being angelic. So, how do you approach that?
When Tulsi Bhai said his vision is becoming angel, so I can see he is near to it, because hair is white and very near to physically also. I think how Jitu Bhai said, if we do anything with heart, we will get same thing written. When we know the silence only takes us to remembrance or connection with Baba, at present moment, we are very ignoring the silence, or I can say we are slipping from silence. Maybe a lack of interest, or maybe enjoying the sound we are. But for that, I was thinking from 4 or 5 years, like when the two lovers meet, wherever they meet, in beach, in park, in restaurant, or in theater, wherever. When they meet, their world is there too only. No matter so many people around, or they are in big crowd or restaurant. So what makes that they feel they are only two in that world? And then simple exercise, when we see our mobiles, we forget everything. Maybe you can notice yourself. When you see your mobile, you don't see the path where you are walking, and you don't see who are all around you. What makes, how our vision, our attitude become very intense to that? Maybe this is technology. It grabs our whole attention into that piece. But when the lovers meet, they love. The love makes them whole world. So like that, in today's Murli also Baba said, you need to have tears in love. So I always think, why not that tears not coming, or what is the real love I feel with Baba? Or couple of months before, Didi Mohini used to sharing her message from subtle region after Bhog. She is saying, by seeing all of us, Baba's eyes was moisture, wet. The tears is not coming out, but his eyes is wet. So she is saying, whoever are sitting there, so Baba emerged everyone, and he is seeing all your love, and his eyes become wet. And then I really, what I am that much rigid in my own body conscious of, or physical thing, that I can't experience his love, like my eyes can become wet. By seeing our love, Baba's eyes become wet, then why not by seeing his love, I am not getting that feeling? So we are very much grounded in our physical things, or sanskars, or news, or surroundings. So nowadays in Madhuban also, people think, oh, there is no Baba is coming, only video playing. But what I want to see, that is available here. If I want to see sound is there. I want to see people is there. I want to see kiosk is there. But I want to experience Baba's love, that is also is there. Like, I need to make my effort more to go beyond sound. You remember when Bab Dada used to come in Dadi Gulzar, we used to have full day silence. And no classes that day, more intense to make our meet more experiential, or absorb that power. So preparing ourselves. Nowadays, nothing is there. I can't see that. Dadi Prakashmani used to say, if you do half an hour yoga, you got good experience. But after yoga also, you need to be in that experience at least half an hour. Or if you come down, you need to take half an hour to come down from that experience. Means you are sustaining it. You are bringing that energy into your organs. Not only just experienced and finished. So that's why Dadis used to say, if red light finish, our yoga is finished. No. it starts to experience, to sustain. That's why I always say, if you eat any good thing, ice cream or something special, after that you won't eat anything else. Because we want to keep that taste in our tongue. In the same way, we need to keep that experience after that also. It not finish. Then it sustains.
Okay, so then can I ask each one of you to share how you would bring that experience back? Because as you say, maybe there's a little bit of carelessness now before the Avyakt programs, before Baba's Milan. So what would you like to see happening? If each one of you could share some thought, some idea, we can have yoke and then we can share. So it's apparent that actually to experience Baba's love, we need to make some effort. And I think that there's no one here who wouldn't recognize that everything in the world is becoming more and more critical, which means that we have to be very much on the point and to the point. And able to adjust to any and every situation, which means that we very instantly have to create that vibration which others can benefit from, because we know that we have to bring the world into this experience of Baba's love. So, yeah, just to go back to you sharing that we should have a day of silence, and how would you program that? What can you each share something? How you would implement that day of silence so that everyone can take maximum benefit from Baba's love and really have a divine experience? Because we do know that even if we're sitting distantly, and we can get drishti from Baba and have very profound experiences. So, and if you could also perhaps try to define love, and I think we have a few minutes left that we can share that.
You know, since Bhagavata is not coming in physical form in Dadi Guljars, and the Dadis are left, many of Dadis, almost all, but just we still have one Dadi with us, that's a good. And then when foreigners come or whoever comes in Madhuban, they are looking at us, how we are feeling, we Madhuban Nivasis are feeling without Dadis, without this Bhagavata's incarnation. And then they are looking at us. They look at us with that eye, that the moment and the face. And then I think it is now our responsibility, the instrument souls, to, you know, take that seat. Maybe we think that we are young enough to take that seat, but when we start giving, Baba become available, he appears through our eye, and he start giving the drishti or the love or the whatever he wants to give to all souls who have come in connection with us. So in physical form or in subtle form, because I remember that many souls have shared from this auditorium that they had vision of Dadi Prakashmani, they had vision of Brahma Baba. So we know that the Dadis were not knowing them before Gyan, they came in contact, but they still had vision. So when we have good wishes, we have our own stage like that, people get vision of us or vision of Bab Dada or vision of Brahma Kumari's institution. So they come in, they come close to Bab Dada or to family, and they do help Brahma Kumaris in Baba's task. So it's me that when I look at everyone, I invoke Baba before I come in contact of others. So then Baba can give through me, through my eyes to them. This is mostly I pay attention.
So we could all implement that in our life and intensify the vibration and the power of this place.
So we do have to have good wishes, whether they, whoever they are, whatever they are going through, but we have to have good wishes, because we are the ancestor, we are angel in training, so we have to work that.
Actually, our this spiritual love based on connection between soul and supreme soul. So, if we remember this base, then everyone is become very easy. And nowadays, I am doing some effort regarding this. I am doing, you can also do this effort. Just remove two things. One is hit and second is hold. Because the feeling of hit towards other people or the feeling of hate towards myself is very painful, and it destroys our love towards everywhere, towards self, towards yajna, towards other peoples, and at last towards Baba also. So we have to remove the feelings of hate from our heart and from our mind also. And second thing, normal human being has a tendency to hold things. Whatever is done in this yajna or in this gathering, in these relations, we have a tendency to hold things for longer version. But Baba every day tells us, each day is a new day for your life. And that's why each relation is also new relation. And all relation is based on our Baba's relation only. All we are here, sitting here and talking to each other, only because of Baba. Because we don't know each other. So our base of this relation is only Baba. So we have to forget that the tendency to holding things back in our mind. And it will be easy. I think it will be easy to spread the fragrance of love of our heart to all our gathering, all our souls and all our drama.
Got two practices already before Baba's meeting, and now Abhiram Bhai will share a third.
So you kept Charlie Chaplin's expression, his quote. So really, the research is done. How I said, the soul has seven innate qualities. That qualities is naturally in this body, in each and every cell. Like they say, this body is made with 70 trillion cells or something like that. So whatever we think, that message goes to each cell. Like I am a moving hand, so the message going to these cells to bring it in action. So the innate qualities, it has natural information in each cell. Suppose if you want to express your anger, the soul doesn't have that anger in it as an innate quality. But the cells also don't have that information. So if I want to express anger, the souls, the cells themselves fight each other and then express that anger in front of others. Just like Jitubai said, if you want to hate someone, other person, you hate yourself, because that feeling to create, you are feeling that hatred. Then only you can express, or you can say through words or vision or in your action. So it is coming first into me. So like that, if the that way the quote said, you need to have a power to create problems, but love is enough to do everything. So that innate quality is enough to do everything, but we want to create some negativity or waste, then only it needs power to create it. So like that, if I want to experience Baba's love, in those days, it's like we are all babies, Dadis is feeding Baba's love, and Baba used to come and feed us. After we grow up, we get plate, breakfast in plate. So Baba come to give that breakfast. Even we grow more, the mother and father said, you can earn and you can eat. So they don't sustain you. They are there for moral support, but we need to earn and we need to eat. So I think now is that time. I need to do efforts to experience Baba's love, because he is in subtle region. I need to go there and I need to earn that qualities to go there and experience. So in our daily routine, we make some space for silence. Just like in those days also, after Amrit Vela, no one is talking. Even now, when we finish Amrit Vela, when we get up and go, so where are you going? You filled hot water, you got tea, you want coffee. These things we are all talking on the road. No, just be in that experience. After listening Murli, no need to talk. Up to breakfast. So we can churn it. That way those days Baba used to take walk after Murli. So then they can have a time to churn it and they make it in the actions. And evening also in yoga after 6, just move towards to silence up to 8. So these spaces makes us more subtle stage. We can easily make our stage subtle. And like Sunday's Murli, Baba said, how much time you get, 1 minute, 2 minutes, become bodiless stage. So practice it more and more. Then we can easily go up and experience that Baba's love and feel ourselves. And as Tulsi Bhai said, of course, yes, our responsibility, who are all staying here, our responsibility to make environment good to experience, whoever come here, they can experience easily. So we are trying our best and your efforts also needed for that. So that is my practice, to do or give the space or make the atmosphere for others to experience. Om Shanti.
Thank you so much, brothers. It really was an honor to have you here with us. I feel it's a very special time when we have you from Gyan Sarovar, so, and Pandav Bhavan. So really, we so much appreciate your sharing. And unfortunately, we now have to end because by 11, the Bhog offering will be happening down in Shantivan. So we'll have just 1 minute of silence and inculcate everything that we've been listening to and take it forward. Om Shanti. Just